This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The United Nations says that last year alone, 170,000 people fleeing war and persecution or simply seeking a better standard of living, and refugees from Syria, Iraq, and other countries in the region, crossed the Mediterranean Sea from Africa to Italy. Many paid human traffickers to smuggle them in, making the journey in small fishing boats and even rubber dinghies. More than 3,000 people have drowned along the way, but the smugglers have moved things up a gear. They've come up with a new business model. It's called the ghost ship route. From the European desk, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that story.
The Ezzedin ship has just docked into port.
In a harbour on the southern coast of Italy, a BBC reporter witnesses the arrival of an aging cargo ship.
Look at the people jammed up on the side of the ship there.
The battered old freighter, a former livestock carrier, was packed with migrants, most of them from war-torn Syria. Captain Francesco Perotti of the Italian Coast Guard said he towed the vessel ashore after the crew had apparently abandoned it on the high seas.
It's a very risky operation because we have a ship which is adrift, which has no command.
The ship had no lifeboats on board, the passengers no life vests. Eva Moncour of the European Union's border agency says this was extremely hazardous, and not just for the migrants.
The crew apparently abandoned the ship that was on autopilot going full speed in the night in the Mediterranean. It's a danger to the people on board and danger also to the others who are at sea.
Three of these ghost ships carrying a total of more than 1,000 migrants have arrived in European waters in recent weeks. For the smugglers, this is a new business model which makes perfect commercial sense. Andrea De Nicola is a criminologist from the University of Trento and co-author of Confessions of a People Smuggler.
These are businessmen, opportunistic criminal businessmen. And this is a travel agency, the most ruthless travel agency on the planet. There's a huge profit involved.
First of all, forget about the cost of the ship, which the smugglers are abandoning. That, says David Osler of the Lloyd's List maritime newspaper, that cost is minimal.
Ships at the end of their working life are worth little more than the scrap value that they will yield if they are sailed to the breaking yards in Bangladesh or India.
Italian police claim that one of the ghost ships, the Ezzedin, cost the smugglers only $110,000. Now, says Joel Millman of the International Organization for Migration, consider what the smugglers are charging for the trip, up to $6,000 per passenger.
We estimated that one of the ships should have grossed revenues of $3 million. So if you do the math, you can see that there's millions to be made.
All the passengers so far seem likely to be offered asylum. So far, none have perished at sea. So far, the smugglers' new business model is paying off for the smugglers and their customers. But it does put many more people at risk. Another four ghost ships are reportedly ready to sail. More migrant lives are likely to be lost in the Mediterranean this winter. At the European desk, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.